Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, in a sure sign of rising tensions with the farm community, the Trump administration withdrew staff from a privately run tour of Midwestern corn and soybean fields this week after a government employee was threatened. According to Bloomberg News, while the threat came from someone not involved in the pro-farmer Midwest crop tour, the USDA pulled all of its staff as a precaution. Lance Honig, crops chief at the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, was scheduled to address the tour in Nebraska City this past Tuesday night, but instead a video interview with him was screened. Now, NAS Administrator Hubert Hammer says that Federal Protective Services were contacted and are still investigating the incident. Of course, the USDA's data arm has been the subject of controversy here in recent months after crop estimates surprised traders and growers who had expected the agency to significantly reduce its outlook after rain delays spring planting. Its withdrawal from this week's crop tour also comes about 2 weeks after farmers leveled criticism at Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue at a fair in Minnesota over the president's year-long trade war with China, which has eroded demand and pressured already low prices. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.